The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, which you can't hear because PG&E cut off the power to that whole area up there. So, KCNR 1460.com, which you can hear.
We're streaming.
We're streaming though. Everything's okay. Going out that way.
All right.
So, but we, you know what, that is a small...
As far as radio transmission is concerned.
On the FM. But that is insignificant compared to what's happening to people out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Who've had their power cut off and who have no water because they have wells. And there's no way to fight fires if it comes at them, you know.
Well.
Anyway. Starting on another note. Good morning.
Heavy.
Good morning. Today is the 18th of August, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What kind of special day is it today?
Today is Fajita Day.
What kind of day?
Fajita.
Fajita?
Yeah.
Fajitas.
Yeah.
Oh, he said it with
like
the V almost, like Vajita. Okay.
Well, he probably pronounced it right. Anyway,
I was looking up the school closures since you brought I just wanted to be, we're going to talk about that at another time. Today will be 88. There's a wind advisory and a red flag warning today. Overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for a hazy day with 93. Mostly hazy, then 66 tomorrow night. Friday calls for a 96. And Saturday, 90, and Sunday, 93. We do know that we're just in kind of dire, we're all on pins and needles with the weather, with some of our first responders that are not liking the idea of being vaccinated and will lose their job over that. And I'm not judging on either level because it's your body, so it's your right. And I think that's what many of these people are feeling. But what that means is that we have less nurses in the hospital. But anyway, let's go back to the weather for a moment. And let's just say that the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, by the way, a veteran-owned business. So this gentleman who owns the business, who founded this business, is a Vietnam veteran. And it does so many things to support our community. And he's kind of like in an unsung way, he and his family. That's the Kinney family who owns Shasta Gas Propane. And they bring us the weather every single day. 365-3793.
Today we're going to have Amanda Faith on, whose son at 7:30, whose son died from a... A 13-year-old son died when a person provided him a pill laced with fentanyl. And she's going to talk about that and a fundraiser she's got coming to help people become aware of these kind of things. Also, the sheriff was going to be on today, and Sheriff Johnson called, Mike called yesterday, and said, hey, look, can we start this next month? I'm just up to my ears in trying to figure out what's going on. Plus, there's a number of things happened over the last few days in Shasta County that's taken its time. And I said, of course. So starting next month in September, on the third Wednesday of each month, he's going to be here with us. And, really, that's kind of good because he's only been in the job, a week? So officially in the job. So let him get his feet right.
Well, today is the first day of school. And yesterday...
In most places.
And, I was really impressed. Yesterday I was... I had to do, I have some birthdays coming up, so I did the, shop local, stay local. I don't want to buy my stuff off Amazon. So I went to the mall, and while I was standing in line, there was a young gentleman next to me. And when I say young gentleman, he was so present. I was so impressed. Like, who is going into fourth grade? And we carried on a full-on conversation. He wasn't afraid to answer. Tomorrow's first day of school. He had a baseball cap on. He had a baseball cap and two shirts. I go, oh, so you got a baseball cap and shirt? Nope, I have two shirts. Okay, so tomorrow's first day of school. Oh, are you going to Fort? Yes, last year I learned all. I did multiples up to 12. Oh, okay. Where are you going? Manzanita. I mean, just a full-on conversation with this fourth-grade kid that was just like, I wanted to run over and tell his mom, you know what? You have produced. Somehow, this kid is really, I mean, every now and then, you get these really present kids that you think, God, that's the great future.
Well, I am just totally, I'm totally sold on Reese myself. Reese is can come up and knows names, knows shakes hands, high fives, can talk. Like, I mean, you would never use baby talk to Reese, and Reese is almost two. it's the son of Jamie and Casey Robertson. Out in Palo Cedro, and he is just an adorable little guy.
He's just very present.
He is.
And, you know, even though
he's two.
He's forming his words, you understand him and he understands you. Colors, names. I mean, where's Carl? Names.
I've been used to where's Linda, but Linda's there every day, so now it's where's Carl. So.
Well, not really, but. Okay, so let's.
Well, no, I mean, 2 years old. And then that was a wonderful story about the fourth grade.
Oh yeah, it was just, you know, that.
I have two shirts. They're very literal.
Yeah, two shirts and a hat. And then he didn't look at me like, oh my God, you're talking to me. You know, he was just right there. I could have sat down. Let's go have coffee. I want to pick your brain. Okay, tell
hey,
me what's cool like.
The situation with these fires, son.
No, I mean he was. His mom must have been trying on clothes. He was waiting in line like he was adult waiting in line. Without his mom, and he came up next, and he spoke right to the lady. I was before him, and we just carried on a conversation as if he was my age. So there's something to be said.
There could be something could be said.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it because I have to go home and sleep tonight at some point.
Oh,
I have to close
listen,
my
I'm glad we have
All
some
right.
humor because things are so heavy.
Oh,
and we
God.
Do have open line at 8 o'clock. There's a lot that we really want to cover, and you know, I know our hearts are super heavy. I called my parents yesterday, and I said, I just don't know how much more I can handle this. You know, being in this blanket of smoke, I want to be out. I have to be out. We've got to be out doing things, but it's like now we can see a little bit of the sun poking through today, but just when you have that blanket of gray every single day, and then, you know, I don't mean like, I don't know how long I can do this, like I'm going to check out. I don't mean that. It's just, you know, you start to wonder where you live.
Bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah. But, you know, like when I had my show Saturday night, there were people that super good friends that didn't want to come because of the Delta variant. And then that had touched them directly, meaning a granddaughter had it. Who was about ready to start school, which means now the whole family had to quarantine, and she wasn't able to begin what it is to go into fifth grade. So then the next follow-up text would have been how some of the nurses, what was happening with the ICU, what was happening with you know, the COVID in the hospitals. And
15 people in the ICUs here in Redding.
Absolutely. And then we do know, and this is not a judgment. I mean, we try to stay neutral. We must stay neutral. How we feel personally on many levels when it comes to certain things that we feel like we should say on the radio is that we need to make space for everything. We can have our own.
We try to.
Yeah. So.
But we also have our opinions. My opinion is you and I were vaccinated. Our whole family.
Yes.
Has been vaccinated. The staff has been vaccinated. Nobody told the staff to go out and get vaccinated. This is just something they did. And, the three people that just died from COVID had not been vaccinated. So it's kind of like this, as far as vaccinations. It is, you know, and if you're in the military, it's one thing. But private businesses have a right to tell people, you will be vaccinated if you're going to work for me.
Well, you never had, you know, I kind of tell people, and we do have to take a break, doggone it, we just went into this, but when you went into the military and you, like, again, signed that check, we do know that at one time, I think there was probably government that did test things on, so I don't know if it was here in America, but tested things on.
Well, no, they did test, and that's why the African-American community, in many cases, remembers the Tuskegee test where they gave them VD and didn't tell them. And then they just studied the effects on prisoners. Yeah, we'll talk about it during the break. Yeah, but this is just one of the things that, that people have. I mean, trust in your government has gone downhill for good reasons for the last 30, 40, 50 years. And there's reasons why people don't trust. Now, there's other people that go out there and come up with their own explanations of why vaccines are wrong. And they're just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, ludicrous. But here's the bottom line, in my opinion. The vaccine's there. Yeah, it hasn't been approved by the FDA, but as Randall Hempling said, it usually takes like a year, and it'll be a year in September. I imagine here next month that they will approve it, because they have to go through a series of all types of tests, which should make people feel better. But then, if you're in the military, you will be vaccinated. It should take away some of the objections, saying, well, it's still experimental. Well, it's no longer experimental then.
Well, that's a whole other topic about the FDA. Isn't that also a government agency?
Well, yeah, it is.
All right. So they could pressure into, in other words, we'll fund you with this blah, blah, blah if you approve this so we can get on with it.
Well, you know, there's money in the government, and if you look at the, frankly, lobbyists, you know, if they ever made lobbying illegal, what would happen then? But they haven't. Anyway, even though we have smoke,
there might be some good lobbyists. You know what? We do know one who's a good person.
Well, there's you know,
former.
Again, we get into the 90%, 10%. I know that we have 100% in sleeping in our sleep.
That's absolutely correct. And when, you know, we attended a wedding reception, and we wanted so badly to spend the night with our friends, but we chose to drive home because I needed to be in my Sleep Number bed. I know this sounds ridiculous, but, you know, the choice was I really need a good night's sleep, you know, because I had, you know, we have things in front of us, and it's not that I wouldn't have gotten a good night's sleep, but we were jammed on both ends. So Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center. I know that we have some friends that have gone over there and recently purchased a bed, and they're very happy with it. And the good thing about it is it can be what you want it to be. You can find out what your sleep patterns are. You can change your setting all the time. And we have the flex top, so we can, last night, you know, if I wanted to read, I could push the top up, or I could lift the feet up, which is great if you've been on your feet all day long to be able to elevate your feet. So it really is the key to getting a deep relaxation and a night of sleep. That's Sleep Number, my Sleep Number setting. I've been hanging out at 35. How about you, Carl?
My Sleep Number setting last night was 40. And if you go to, by the way, if you want to see what's happening in here, in our studios, if you go to KCNR on YouTube, KCNR Reading Live Studio, this is our first experiment at going live, and you can wave, smile, you're on camera.
Hey, hey.
And the Sleep Number is right now. You can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. During the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on new limited edition smart beds, plus special financing. For a limited time only at Sleep Number store, of course, in a Target shopping center. Of course, the offer is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
We're going to give you fire updates when we come back.
We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Ready and Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. When Gavin Newsom tried to shut our county down, our local supervisors stood shoulder to shoulder with our local businesses. Not a single citation was handed out to a Shasta County business by our local government. Our business community proudly stands with our elected supervisors, Mary Rickert, Leonard Modi, and Joe Comenti. Decline to sign and reject Recall Shasta.
This ad paid for by Shasta Forward. Reject the recall of supervisors Rickert, Comenti, and Modi.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Live Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:24 in the morning on the 18th of August. 75 degrees out there. It's going to be a little bit cooler today, and it looks like the smoke has abated. Jared, what's the AQI?
Just give me 1 second.
Air quality index for Reading will be or is right now.
I got it coming up. It is 220, very unhealthy.
220, and I could have thought it could have been less this morning because you can kind of like see the sky. 220, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice, the only place that we would buy a gun or accessories is right there at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally run, opened up at the same time we did. John Bastiani prides himself not only on his ability to be just an absolutely fabulous gunsmith, but customer service. Nothing better than Bastiani Arms. Again, located at 2539 Larchburg, and he's open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay. Northern California, fires have burnt through 1 million acres at this point. I don't even know what to say at this point, except the fire conditions, of course, are extreme because of the heat and wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour, as we're all experiencing. They've pushed the Dixie Fire close to Susanville, a major, you know, major city in, you know, in that area, a major town in that area, in Janesville. Parts, Weaverville and Hay Fork were given warning evacuations orders, yesterday. Platina has been evacuated right up the road here. And Linda, do you have the number of fires that we have, here, and just going over some of them. I mean, the Dixie Fire is at 626,000 acres, and, it continued to spread along with the other ones. Power, you know, of course, PG&E shut off power. Got a text this morning from Cottonwood, Rob Burrows out in Cottonwood. They're on the Tehama side of Cottonwood and said that their power's off, which means the water is off to the wells. If the wells are off, so if they had a minor something there, you know, sparks or something, there's no way for them to fight the fires, of course. Now, PG&E continues to turn it off, and as we said early in the show, and we'll continue to say it, our FM signal is off because the PG&E cut the power up there to the top of the mountain. It's not affecting our – we send a internet stream up there. It's not affecting that because of our internet provider, Andy Main, has got generators. But it's not helping us with the power transmitter. This too shall pass. It should be over by tomorrow, maybe earlier.
Well, in Susanville, Dixie Fire evacuees from mountain towns, you know, Sierra Nevada, Susanville seems to have been the place, the area where they've now been warned to be ready to evacuate Susanville. So,
Mineral residents told to evacuate and head to Las Molinas Veterans Hall on Sherwood Boulevard.
Chester, the town of Chester are also in Susanville. And, we do have more news coming.
The Antelope Fire in Siskiyou County, up close to where our friends had their place, which was, we have photos from up there. It somehow burnt to the edge. Well, they have a stream, and not a large. I mean, it's not like a 50-foot stream. It's like a 20-foot stream. The fire burnt to there and stopped. Burnt the wooden bridge, footbridge across. But their house was saved, and as were a few other buildings. However, all the large storage areas out there were gone. Fire burnt through that way. But right now, it's the Antelope Fire is over almost 60,000 acres, only 27% contained. Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office has issued evacuation orders and warnings for the community, such like Tennant. People from Tennant didn't want to leave. CAL FIRE did a lot to save that area there. Lava beds are closed. National Park Service has closed that. The one in Lassen, the Morgan Fire, is now, you know, as of Tuesday, it was 1,000 acres. And nothing's been burnt in the Morgan Fire. However, Dixie Fire went through there and burned some stuff. And that fire was ignited by lightning. See, it's not, you know, a professor who had worked at Sonoma State and a couple other places, as an adjunct faculty, was arrested for starting fires on the, you know, behind the Dixie Fire. In other words, they had gone through there and firefighters were there, and he was arrested through an investigation for arson, and was put in jail. I don't even know if they've got bail on him for the fires he started. We're trying to work to get the arson investigator on. I think it would be interesting to see why, just talk to them about, one, how they caught him, but two, arson in our forest during this time. When there's fires going on, people are out there starting fires. I don't understand I do understand. This person supposedly was having some mental problems, but still, we have people out there starting fires that don't have mental problems. Well, I think starting, being an arsonist means you've got, just by definition, means you've got a problem. 7:30 in the morning, you want to get back on track here? And this portion of the show.
Brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
No, just did Cornerstone Community
Bank. Oh, Cornerstone Community Bank, there's coming up. Yes, absolutely. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We'll be right back.
You know I need your love. You got a hold over me. As long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police. And I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning here on the 18th of August. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Know the in and outs of proper windshield care? Well, the person who does is a guy by the name of Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this for a couple of decades. There is nobody better in repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a large crack in your windshield, than Jeff. Guarantees his work, truly professional. It's not going to take a chance with your family's safety. He is truly from the old school. It's a veteran-owned business. He guarantees his work. Crackmaster is located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give them a call at 241-8373 to set up an appointment. Come in for a free consultation. Linda and I are here with a lady by the name of Amanda Faith. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Anyway, get right in front of that microphone there, young lady.
There we go, Amanda.
Good morning.
There you go. Amanda, you're here over something we had talked about before. And then talked about again, and we didn't know you. We do now.
Welcome. Thank you for being here this morning, because this is going to be, I want our listeners to know that this is going to be a very powerful testimony. This is, you need to tune in to this information, because you're hearing it directly from the mother of, experiencing a recent tragedy.
Yeah.
And we pray for you, and we give you strength in this moment that you can deliver what you need to deliver.
Well, my son is Luca. He's been in the news recently because he was murdered by fentanyl. His dealer is currently in the Shasta County Jail on $1 million bail and facing first-degree murder charges. He's the first in our entire country that has been charged with first-degree murder in a fentanyl case, and it's very important to point out why. My son was only 13, and so you have all the questions of culpability and all of that. Kids experiment, but it goes further than that, because the accused, Ryan Harrison, actually found him on Snapchat and began by selling him nicotine vapes and marijuana cartridges over a period of time to gain his trust. And then when my son complained of tooth pain, Ryan offered him a Percocet.
And Percocet is a pain reliever.
Yeah. So thinking
a very addictive one, by the way.
But still,
it was a pain reliever. Yeah. So I'm sure that he thought it was much more innocuous.
Sure.
However, Ryan knew, while selling to him, that he was in fact selling fentanyl, and he admitted to authorities that he knew how dangerous it was. Not only that, after he knew that Luca had died, he continued selling fentanyl in our community through Snapchat. Most of his clients were minors. It's important to point out that, you know, we think things like Snapchat are innocuous. You know, they have all these amazing cute filters, and you can do the puppy dog ears and the tongues and all of those things, but it's no place for children. It is absolutely no place for children. With the data immediately being erased, it's a place for sex trafficking, drug trafficking, and pedophilia. And that's all. If your children have Snapchat, get rid of it. Period.
Now, from what I understand, Snapchat, after you post something, it's deleted then. But how long afterwards?
I believe it's 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then in a case such as my son's, they can retrieve data.
Of course they can. There's nothing it ever leaves.
Exactly. But it takes a substantial amount of time. It took them 7 months to be able to retrieve all the data in my son's case.
Did they have to do a court order?
Yeah. Okay. Even with a warrant and a court order in a homicide case, it took 7 months. So
okay. So yeah. I can imagine how many millions and millions and millions of these photos and videos go up, you can kind of understand that. But the what you just said, though, about Snapchat, did you know Luca was on Snapchat?
Yeah, I didn't.
But you didn't think it was?
I didn't. And you know what? During the lockdown and all of the things that kids were suffering from being just completely isolated, from the lockdowns, we allowed him to have his phone more. We allowed all those things because it was his only means.
Right. Well, I will tell you that I thought, you know, I kind of thought Snapchat was a, you know, just like you said, oh, you could put little cute videos on it and all these things. I didn't think, and if I'd spent some time thinking about it, maybe I would have said, well, there's other things. It's like Facebook. You know, things go on there, but in Facebook, though, it's, you can't put anything on there like that.
Yeah, it's much more closely monitored.
Yeah.
And so there are organizations, there's one called Song for Charlie, and they're now working with Snapchat to try to hone that in. Snapchat's a little slow on the roll, but children all over the country are dying. My son just happens to be the youngest.
So, you know, and so we need to... This is, I hate to use this term, collateral damage, but this is part of that lockdown in this country. And one of the things, last year we set a record in the United States for overdoses on from drugs.
93,000.
Well, I heard 100,000, but 93 to 100, but it was, it set a new record.
Staggering number.
And then when you think about it, it's how much did the lockdown have to do with it? Not going to school, not having outlets like that, and people were on it. We're on social media 1,000 times more, and I can tell you the people's attitudes, even on Facebook, people were getting crazy in there.
Well, so also with the overdoses spiking and with drugs being so readily available on Snapchat, so many kids are dying across the country because fentanyl is being put into many, many, many drugs. It is passed off in everything from, you know, pain relievers to known illicit drugs. And with fentanyl, the important distinction, okay, in our country, you know, our war on drugs, we have absolutely failed that because there's a stigma. There's a stigma of drug use, drug users and dealers. And both Ryan Harrison and my son Luca break the stigma completely. Neither of them looked like what would be your typical. And that's because fentanyl came into the game. The reason overdoses are so high is because fentanyl is being put into many, many, many drugs. And users have no idea what they're taking. They think that they're taking a Percocet and, you know, they have minutes wherein if they actually took a Percocet, they'd be alive. And it doesn't matter if it's Percocet or heroin. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that they are being deceived to death.
So if you, and we're going to talk about this where we have another segment, but, you know, like in order to keep, and I understand on some level that in order to keep your sanity after what happened with Luca, you have to come into the advocacy, the learning as much as you can to warn other people.
Absolutely.
to shine a light to it. So what would you say if you looked back in the last month or the last 2 months?
Year.
A year or whatever it is in Luca's life. Were there any behavior changes? Was there something that maybe you can share with other moms out there that this was just like a big surprise or?
it was a surprise. We knew that he was suffering from depression. We took him to therapy. We even tried medications. We did all of the things, you know, that you should do in that situation. And what we what we didn't know was that Ryan was lurking and gaining his trust by selling him nicotine and marijuana cartridges. In all effect, he was grooming him to be a super addict. He thought that if he got this 13-year-old addicted to fentanyl, he would have a constant money stream. And, you know, with my son Luca, he was so outgoing and so beautiful. And he really shined in service of others his entire life. Not long, 3 days before he passed away, he had nagged me about going to feed the homeless. So what we would do is we would make this huge pot of spaghetti and a nice big salad and take the bread, and then we would take a blanket and we would go into homeless camps and just lay the blanket down and share a meal, share time. And he really enjoyed doing that sort of thing. It all started when he was 5. Yeah.
We're going to need to take a quick break right here. We're here with Amanda Faith. Amanda lost Luca, their son, due to a part of it was from the isolation of COVID that everybody went through. He was going through depression, as you said, but you did everything. Therapy, medication, all of this. But what she didn't know, that on Snapchat chat, he was being groomed by a pusher who started him out with the vape and then to the marijuana and then eventually sold him because Luca had a toothache. And, you know, for young people, it's the most intense things in their lives. Everything is. And he sold him what he said was a Percocet, but he knew, the guy that sold it to him knew that the Percocet had fentanyl in it. And we all know how deadly fentanyl is. He knew he had it. He knew it was in the pill, and he sold it to him. And he became the very first person in the United States, you said, Amanda, that was charged with first-degree murder for providing poison to, in this case, a 13-year-old. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 70 degrees, 7:51 in the morning here on the 18th of August. We are here with Amanda Faith, whose son, 13-year-old son Luca, was given a pill by a person here in Reading that thinking that it was a pain pill. And it was laced with fentanyl. The guy that gave it to him knew it was laced with fentanyl and had a history of grooming young people in drugs.
On Snapchat.
And Amanda is sharing to other parents why this is so dangerous. You know, not just Snapchat, but, you know, we have questions in here that have to do with the court case, and if we get to those, that's fine. But one of the things you wanted to talk about was Luca's heart and the kind of kid he was.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out that Luca had a beautiful and amazing heart. He wasn't a thug. He wasn't any of those things that you know, a lot of people associate with drug use at all. I mentioned his love of service. We are coming up on what would have been his 15th birthday. And in celebration of his 15th birthday, I have decided to throw a decennium circle, or a decennium giving circle. And that's going to be on September 18th. At the Riverfront Park Amphitheater. And it's going to be a charity concert and toy drive. When Luca was 5 years old, we were getting ready to move to Hawaii. And I walked into his room. We were packing, you know. And I walk into his room and I ask him if I can have all of our friends and family bring gift cards and cash or whatever, because as it was, we were going to have to give half of the toys he had to kids that didn't have any. And he popped his little hands on his hips, and he looked up at me, and he said, "Mama, why don't we get new toys for the kids that don't have any?" So he asked me to arrange a toy drive in lieu of receiving gifts for himself for his 5th birthday, and that is the heart that the decennium is celebrating. And one of the reasons I fight so hard, because he was a very, very beautiful, beautiful person, and he did a lot in our community. He did more for our community than men 3 times his age. And so, you know, I was trying to write a victim impact statement for court. And as I'm writing it, I realized it was much more of a community impact statement. This was a kid that if you knew him, you loved him, and if you didn't know him, I'm sorry. Come to the Decennium and we'll introduce you.
And that's going to be September...
September 18th from 1 to 8 at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater.
Okay, Riverfront Park Amphitheater, and people can bring in toys. And,
yes.
And just kind of, is there going to be exhibits there or things like, this is Luca?
I am hoping to get a few local sponsors. I'm keeping everything entirely local. I have a bunch of really great local bands that are coming to perform, and it will include the toy drive. On the Facebook event site for the toy drive, we have specific kids because I am working with the House of Hope, with the Good News Rescue Mission, and One Safe Place this year. Beyond that, there's going to be a silent auction and a raffle with a lot of really great artists, art pieces, and services from local businesses in our community. I am still looking for, you know, a couple more sponsors to get a few things we need. So if anybody has goods
like what?
Or services.
Like what?
I need tents.
Okay.
I definitely need something along that line. I am trying to get... Hopefully a food truck involved.
Are you talking like pop-up tents? Or,
yeah.
Or like walled tents?
Pop-ups, but I'm going to need like a bigger one for the stage so that, you know, the people that are volunteering their time are much more comfortable. And then, you know, a couple of separate event tents because we are going to be... asking for donations for certain items there too. You know, t-shirts
well,
and
you
ribbons.
For sure can have our pop-up tent. I mean, I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but it's another...
It's like a Costco top pop-up
you know,
tent.
Pop-up.
Like
pop-up.
A table can be...
We use for our remotes. Yeah. So, but you need tents, bigger tents, and tables?
Tables, definitely. And then, you know, I would like to represent any business in Reading who is happy to sponsor in one way or another, whether it's a good or a service. I mean,
sure, absolutely. Now, Amanda, how do people get a hold of you? Now, did they go to a Facebook page? Can they call you? Do you have an email address? Because Jared's going to put it on the
on
the chat pack. We'll put it on our Facebook page and all that.
I'm pretty easily found on Facebook. I'm just Amanda Faith.
Okay.
In there's the Decennium, you know, event. So, you know, that's pretty easy to find and all of the links, including the GoFundMe and all of that kind of thing, because, you know, putting together a concert is not cheap. And then I can also be emailed at POSOGRL@gmail.com.
Okay. Make sure you leave us all that in writing so we can get that out. Amanda.
And final thoughts is that what we talked about at the break was this could be your child.
Yeah.
This could be your child. Average, going to school, exceptional.
Yeah.
All the things that you would want your child to be.
Luca inspired me to be a better human every day of his short life. I mean, he was exactly everything I wanted in a son. He was my best friend. And I never anticipated that I would lose him in such a tragic way. And as parents, you just never do, and you always try to be there to protect your children. And so now the paradigm's changed. Protecting our children means being open and honest about drugs and telling them about fentanyl. It is so widely available and it's in so many things. And, you know, we can't always be there. We have to have those open and frank discussions.
And when they're going around the corner, we don't know if they're on Snapchat. So you somehow take back control of your minor child and their phone activity.
Yeah.
And their computer activity, and it's a tough thing to do. It's like a 24-hour policing.
And that's one of the other problems I have with Snapchat for children is that unlike Facebook and Instagram and many of the other social media platforms, they do not allow third-party monitoring.
Oh, really?
The news from Town Hall is...
We've run out of time, but will you promise to come back before the September 18th so we can spend more time on this?
Absolutely.
Amanda Faith.
Thank you, Amanda.
Her son's name's been in the paper. And when did this happen, Amanda?
He passed August 12th of 2020.
The guy that gave Luca a pain killing pill, Percocet, knew it was laced with fentanyl. And is there any, obviously there he didn't tell them.
Well, it wasn't just laced with fentanyl. It was actually pure fentanyl.
Oh,
there
it was
no
fentanyl.
Percocet.
Oh my gosh.
In Luca's system at all.
So it was just a pure capsule of fentanyl.
Enough to kill about 10 people.
And he is now sitting in jail, been charged with first-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, Amanda, thanks so much for coming here. You're going to be back again, and make sure we have all the information before you leave today, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know what? You are truly inspiring.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry we met under these circumstances.
Me too.
I know. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Citizens, U.S. permanent residents, and their families. A White House official says a total of 3,200 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan, and they expect those numbers to escalate.
The Centers for Disease Control and other public health authorities recommending a COVID-19 booster shot for all Americans. The plan would be for the third shot to be delivered 8 months after people got their second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. But no word yet on whether a booster will be recommended for the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow down 48 points, so the Nasdaq trading 9 points higher, the S&P 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
New COVID-19 restrictions in Israel. All children over the age of 3 being required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test result before entering indoor spaces, except for malls and stores.
The head of Israel's response to COVID has said he believes the country is at war with the virus and the next 2 weeks will be critical. Israel has seen the daily infection rate rise to its highest level since January. It's now brought in further restrictions to try to curb the new outbreak. From today, most public spaces, from restaurants to gyms and museums, will require proof of vaccination or a negative test. And this will now also apply to children between the ages of 3 and 11. Their tests will be subsidized by the government, as they're ineligible for vaccination, except for those at risk.
That's a BBC Sebastian Usher. New laws in Cuba against using social media or the Internet to stir up protests or insult the state. News and analysis, townhall.com. It is a major find for archaeologists in the ancient city of Pompeii.
It's a remarkably well-preserved skeleton found during excavations of a tomb that also shed light on the cultural life of the city before it was destroyed by a volcanic eruption in AD 79. A skull bearing tufts of white hair and part of an ear, as well as bones and fabric fragments, were found in the tomb in the necropolis of Porta Sarno, an area not yet open to the public that's located in the east of Pompeii's urban center. The discovery is unusual since most adults were cremated at the time. An inscription in the tomb suggests that its owner, a freed slave named Marcus Venerius Secundio, helped organize performances in Greek in Pompeii. Keith Peters reporting.
Tropical Depression Fred dumping heavy rains over the northeastern U.S. threatening mudslides and flash flooding in upstate New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 18th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, care and compassion, community and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. If you want to see what we look like in the morning, and that could be good or that could be bad, we are broadcasting live on YouTube. Just the video, no sound, at KCNR Reading Live Studio on YouTube. If you've wondered what the beautiful Linda looks like, go over and look, wave, smile, smile and wave. Good morning, everybody. Do you have enough of a fire update to Jared after Linda does the weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, excellent, because I've been looking. A lot of things that I've been seeing are from yesterday. I need an update for today. We are going to have 88 degrees today. We are in a wind advisory and a red flag warning, of course. Today, tonight, and tomorrow will be widespread haze. Overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for 93. Thursday night will be 66. Friday calls for hot with 96. Friday night, 65. Saturday, sunny with a high of 90. And Sunday, 93. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts.
Okay. Gosh.
Fire updates, Jared.
Dixie Fire right now is currently 626,000 acres and only 31% contained. Apparently, there's a large fire south of us, just east of Sacramento, called the Caldor Fire, which apparently...
new one?
Yeah, I guess it's one that destroyed some town. I just read a headline. I didn't see what it was, but it's 22,000 acres... doesn't show any containment. The McFarland Fire in the, looks like, Six Rivers National Forest is 97,000 acres with 53% containment. In Trinity National Forest, the Monument Fire is 128,000 acres with only 10% containment. And the River Complex in the Shasta National Forest is 48,000 acres, only 10% contained.
As of yesterday, they gave warnings, evacuation warnings to
Weaverville
and Hayfork. And what that means is if you've got animals, if you've got large animals, horses, whatever, you need to get them out of there now. And the also elderly people that may take more time to evacuate, get out there. Get out now. The town of Platina, which is just, to me, is just right up the road here, was evacuated. You know, the number of towns, of course, you know, Greenville and others, Mineral, these have just burnt down.
Susanville's under an evacuation warning, I believe.
Susanville is under an evacuation order. Okay. This is what I said yesterday on Facebook. I had to do it. What exactly? You know, Gavin Newsom is in trouble in this state. People are in the process of recalling him. One of the things that he has failed miserably on is his fire prevention, fire mitigation. He said in January of 2019 that it had to be fundamentally changed the way we do things in the state. After that, the paper said misled, when indeed he lied. That he said, you know, so many thousands and thousands of acres had been mitigated, had been treated, had been cleared out. And he was wrong by 700%. 700%. The state of Florida burns more, has more controlled burns than we do. Of course, maybe it's a bad idea to have controlled burns in California because we lose control of controlled burns, obviously, if you remember Lassen. The bottom line on this is that there is more than enough blame, though, to go around. A lot of this land is federal land. What is being done to mitigate these fires? Are we clearing it out? You know, how many times do people have to hear, clear out the underbrush, thin out these trees, take it all down to cogen plants, start more cogen plants, where then you have electricity from this? Oh, we don't have enough money. That, of course, is a crock of bull.
Because the money's going to the border in order to make sure that everybody's taken care of as they come through our country illegally.
Gavin Newsom and the Democrats took millions of dollars out of the fire mitigation fund. They did that. I just read a press release yesterday talking about how they had done that. And yet they are not being held responsible. Gavin Newsom may be held responsible, but I have, even though, and we don't usually come out and say this, I am voting for his recall. And frankly, Angeline could do a better job than him. Okay, not. But there are two or three right there, you know, that are running that could step up and do a good job. Here's the problem. The Republicans, in a super Democrat majority in the Senate and the Assembly. So, you know, of course, the supporters of Newsom say, oh, what are they going to do? The Democrats will just stop them. Yeah, but here's what they can do. They can marshal public support. Tell me that people in this state don't realize we have a fire problem. Of course we do. How can the Democrats fight against doing something to mitigate these damn fires? He can veto the bills that come through there. Now, they can override that veto. But every time they override the veto, the governor's got a bully pulpit. They're spending more money. We're putting another $100 million into the bullet train. Why don't we use that $100 million in fire mitigation? And they go, oh, well, you know, it's in that pot of money. Oh, I've heard that for so long. So you make changes. And you say, hey, guess what? We're going to have twice the number of aircraft hitting these fires. We are going to have twice the number of firefighters, bringing them in from other states, whatever it takes. We are going to attack these fires differently. A million acres. It is burning. The fires here in California have burnt more, a larger size area than the state of Rhode Island, and is quickly approaching the state of Connecticut. Delaware. It's quickly approaching the size of the state of Delaware. We can do that. We can have fires that burn more ground already than Rhode Island. And next, Delaware. I don't want it to see someday saying, oh, hey, we burnt so much in California, it's equivalent to the state of Texas.
Well, earlier we were talking about, you know, what the fires, and of course we think of the Dixie and the larger fires. But I went online this morning, and I couldn't, like, within a whole break, tell you how many fires are going on right now. In the North State and in California, the fires go on for pages. Not just two or three. We're talking pages on, as you scroll down, of fires that are going on. Yes, we're in the middle of a lot of them that are going on. And anyway, so what's the point that we're getting to?
You know, we're burning in the footprints of old fires. I have somebody on here said, well, I'm voting against the recall. Well, that's fine. You can do that. But we, as a million residents up here in this district, you know, this congressional district, we need to sign a petition that says, and send it to the Senate and the Assembly, and says, do something. Do something about what's burning. And let me tell you, it's not just here in Northern California. I mean, I don't count Napa Valley as Northern California. Some people may. It burned. Southern California, Riverside, it burns. Escondido, outside San Diego, burns. People need to for once, mobilize under one thing we can all agree with. Tumbleweed, Jesus, Shaskovich, Sonny. Could we all sign a petition that says you need to have legislation and put money into mitigating these fires, clearing out the underbrush, starting cogen plants, getting rid of this, logging forests that have burnt down. They've burnt down. Log it in the first 2 years, you can use that wood. Would all of you sign a petition like that?
We have to take a break.
And I'm willing for you just to say yes or no on the chat room right here.
We have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the Middle East. This portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, Estate Granite, another veteran-owned business. In fact, he's got at least, I don't know if it's both of his sons, but one, I think they're both in the military, so we thank them as well as they're at, serving our country. But Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. He's been in the same location off of Caterpillar Road. You can go to 241 Stone or EstateGranite.com. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment.
The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, live on stage in the Event Center.
This highly entertaining stand-up comedy and magic show is rated funny, laughter for all. Starring Steve Mason, Jake Daniels, Tony DeJamco, and Mark Key.
Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, Thursday, September 9th.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Prepare to have a blast. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at the River Club and windriver.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, 8:20 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 88 today.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whopping 88.
And you know what? We're seeing the sun out there, Linda. We're seeing the sun.
I know. It's the first time in a while. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And you wonder, like, what? How can you talk about jewelry in such a time like now? Because if you do have or watches, or you have a beautiful ring or stones or things that you want to have like evaluated to see, you know, you want to keep things in pristine shape so you don't lose your stones. If people are getting married, engaged, birthdays come, things like that. So they will take care of you, a locally owned business located again on Hilltop Drive. Now let's go to the phones. Earlier we were talking about, would you sign a petition for the governor to, Carl, you had mentioned something about the fires.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people are saying, oh, no, I wouldn't sign it because the government has all these billions of dollars and all these assets. I know that. You can be condescending, but I know that. Take a look at what's happening, Tumbleweed. Is it working? So if you get people and say, we've had it, you know, you've got to do something. Yeah, and that, guess what? That petition should be delivered to Congressman LaMalfa and Senator Feinstein also, that says, enough. If you've got all the money in the world, you can just print more, which you are really good at. Find a way to mitigate these fires. You know, to say, well, the government's already got it. What have they done? Show me what they've done.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the morning program. What's on your mind?
Hey, recall. Log. Now, let's get down to the city thing, okay? I've got a gripe. You guys know what it is. But I have a property owner right behind my house that has 6 acres. The city is on him every year about trimming, cutting, caring, taking care of this thing in case of fire. But you know what? Beyond that, it's city property to the river, and there has not been 1 ounce of fire protection done back there for like 4 years now, 3 or 4 years. They said they were going to come in with a crew, clean it all up. I'd like to see the goats come down and eat everything from the ground to 4 feet. And get rid of the people that are living there. As far as, Carl had a show on the other day about the dope growers and fishing game and the water people.
Yeah.
They don't care about this. They don't care about this river back here. They don't care about these people living back here. They don't care about all the stuff that's going in the river. All the things that are happening to the ground here, the animals that are back here, they're running wild and rampant and partying every day and every night. We've been putting up with it for 10 years, and we need new city government. I'll tell you what, you talk about fire, if 1 ounce of thing gets loose out there, this whole neighborhood down here and half already will be burned up
now,
on this side of the river.
Now, Dave, you've told me that you all have called the fire department, and they've gone down there. But
It's a tender. Yeah, the fire department, listen, I got nothing against those guys. They're great guys. They do their job, and they're only doing what they're told to do. If it's a cooking fire, they can't do a damn thing about it. That's baloney. I can't cook outside. When they tell me it's a no-burn day, I can't burn. Those guys down there could burn anything they want, and they chop everything down here to do it. Come on, folks. Let's change it.
Okay.
That's my rant. Thank you. Have a good day.
But no, I mean, and Dave lives there. He lives in the right on the edge of the Henderson open space. He lives
and
there.
And he's been talking. He has been.
We've had him on
for
the show.
Years now.
And for a while, they cleaned it up. But now, they're back in there. They're having fires there. They call the fire department. This is what the fire department says. They're cooking fires. We can't do anything about it. Well, they're not all cooking fires, but what do? Do we station a fire truck there? And, you know, and every time it's not a cooking fire,
not,
they run over and hit it with a hose?
It's not an official area that's been deemed that you can have a fire. So
but
why?
They can't, because of the laws, they can't, it's a, because they're homeless, you can't put out their cooking fires.
Who made that law?
Some idiot.
Well,
I don't know.
With the big eye. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, you two.
We're peckish.
You're right about
today.
That. But what we can do, it's tough to do a petition and get people to do it, but there is RCRC, and nobody's thought of this yet that I've heard. As far as RCRC, that's the rural counties of California. The supervisors all meet in the rural counties, probably about 40 counties meet. They can sign petition. They also can put together a resolution that the counties won't abide by any laws or state laws, which they can do under Article 5 in the California Constitution because we're legal subsidies. They can put together a resolution saying that anything that is not helpful in this mitigation, they won't follow. And the counties can get together and do that. They always have the power to do it. That way we have something legal, and we have something that's a lot quicker and easier by just having the counties do it. I would think, of course, I don't know about this Board of Supervisors, but I think a lot of the Board of Supervisors, I'm sure El Dorado, Placer, et cetera, those Boards of Supervisors, when they send their representative to RCRC, would be happy to have a resolution like that. Yeah, and Dave's right. I mean, the city is doing all this, allowing all this stuff, and you just said there was a law. Maybe somebody can call in or research what that law is that you can have a cooking fire. What law is that?
Okay, well, you know, that was maybe a good question. So this is something that in my very daily 12 hours of work that maybe I can look that up. I did.
Yeah, well,
I did find out.
Well, no, somebody,
I did find
out.
Yeah, I did find out how many businesses there are in the state in the city of Reading that Nick's been bugging me about. And Nick, if you're listening, I think you are. It's over 9,000 businesses are registered in the state in the city of Reading.
Yeah, no, that's really. I think I've got you right, but no, that's one. I'm not saying you.
No,
I'm saying us. We can find out what that law is.
Yes.
Because I don't know if there really is a law like that or how it's worded or anything like that, but I do know that RCRC, that's 40 counties that could sign a resolution, and that would put the whole thing to rest. So I don't know why we haven't done that yet. We certainly have the counties up in this neck of the woods that certainly have a legitimate gripe. Look what's happening. The fires are out of control.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Okay. The chat room is really going. Okay, first of all, I do not want anybody to think that in any way at all, I don't think that our firefighters are doing just an outstanding job. I've had people in the chat room say, oh, they're lazy, blah, blah, blah.
What?
No, I'm just telling you from before. We've had the hot shots and the smoke jumpers on the show. We've had firefighters on our show. We've had people who have been doing this their whole lives on our show. I have nothing but admiration. In fact, if you drive by our studios, you're going to say Shasta County, thanks, or thank you, firefighters, from the people of Shasta County. We put that up when this thing first started burning because we so much appreciate what they do. My anger is with the government. If I put an article on Facebook, please read it. It was done by NPR and another organization about Gavin Newsom and what he said and what the Democrats have done in pulling out funds. And if they were Republicans, I'd be saying the same things. The guy that's in charge of the California fires has said this is a long-term event that we have to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on by thinning out these forests and getting control of it. We haven't done it.
Well,
we have pulled
first
money out of this. So I'm not for one second maligning what our firefighters are doing. And people that are, get your Get your butt out there carrying about 80 pounds of equipment, fire suppression, climb up and down these hills, and then tell me that they're lazy.
Yeah, that just irks my, you know what. Well, let's take a break.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places, Quick and Clean Car Wash. You're saying, how can that be a favorite place? Well,
you drive through. Let me tell you. First of all, locally owned, they've been in business for a century. I really appreciate when you get great customer service. I think they really care about, in other words, you can do drive-thrus. You know, at times you've done drive-thru car washes and you feel like your car's still got milky film on it. They don't. I think they really care about their product, the end product, the guys that work on the cars, the girls that work on the cars. In other words, getting the outside of the car done, you know, scrubbed down before you drive through. They really care about the detail, and that's important to me, too. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka. Next to Dutch Brothers in downtown Reading, you can buy 5 coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Now, that is a great present to give somebody.
Oh, yeah.
What do you give somebody? Get somebody who's got everything?
Car washes.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning, 72 degrees out there here on the 18th of August.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 18th of August. It's 72 degrees out there. You can actually see the sun. You should be happy. Just go on, run out there and put on your sunscreen, Linda. 605-4567 is our phone number. This is open line. We do have certain things we talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute for cardiovascular problems and treatment. Also in one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for a number of different specialties they have there. And it's not just healthcare. They are here supporting our community in so many different ways. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. How can I let a day go by? Or even an hour go by without mentioning Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the latest. Okay, there's a lot of latest.
Oh, my God.
But this is the one that really gets to me. No official U.S. evacuation plan in Afghanistan for Americans who are located outside Kabul, according to a report Tuesday. That means, and from the state and defense, informed Senate staffers at a Tuesday morning briefing, they do not know of a way to get those Americans through the Taliban checkpoints. Let me say this. When I was in Somalia, and it was just probably one of the nastiest places I have ever been in my life. The non-governmental organizations, NGOs, were out there trying to help people. They were not surrounded by Marines. They weren't even armed. They hired Somali gunmen as bodyguards, as personal security, but they never knew from minute to minute, literally, if they were just going to turn on them. Extremely brave people doing good things. And now they're stuck out there. They're stuck out there with the Taliban, who, by the way, my friends, are already selecting, you know, and here it is, my quote, wives for their freedom fighters. And we don't have a plan on how to get Americans out of this mess that we caused. Again, we go back into, you give a date instead of making it event-driven.
What do you mean that we caused?
You've made such a horrendous mistake here.
What do you mean by, back up a little bit about this event that we caused? I don't understand what you mean by that.
We caused this event by this. If you used a withdrawal based on events that happened, okay, Taliban, you do not start an offensive. And once they start, guess what? The pullout stops, and I know it's tough, but we pour in more troops. We put another 3,000 in there. We haven't had a death in Iraq since 2020. We're there on a peacekeeping mission. Obviously, Taliban has not broken that code. But when you say it's not event-driven, you say we're going to be pulled out by this date. It gives them a date to start. At that point, and Joe Biden talked about, they have 300,000 men with the best equipment. No. If we're not there to supply the air support, the ammunition, the food, to get, the logistics you know, that they are putting out there, but we're making sure it happens. When he made that statement, the Afghan army started coming apart. And he and Biden says, well, we didn't know that it was going to be happen this fast. Why not, Joe? You're the president of the United States. We have an intelligence service that told you it was going to happen. Well, CIA, NSA, there was 100 indicators that this was going to happen. Even the Pentagon, in between them chasing down white nationalists in the military, because that is the largest threat to our military, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Where, you know, and so what we did was we pulled out, the country's collapsed, the hell of Kabul, with the Taliban coming in, and now putting a blockade around it, going door to door, into journalist offices, disarming their security, saying, oh, we're going to take care of you, and then going door to door, pulling people out that may have worked for the government, may have worked, in trying to rebuild that country, pulling them out door to door. They're disarming civilians. Why? We're here to protect you. Now, where are the women leaders of this country? Where is Hillary? Where is Warren? Where is Oprah talking about what's going to happen to these women? How would you like to be a lesbian journalist in Afghanistan right now? What do you think your chances are of not being picked up?
All right, so the Taliban, according to this article, opens fire on hundreds of beat protesters and journalists. Wow, aren't you glad that you joined the show this morning? Okay, Biden AWOL for 4 days, no calls with world leaders. These are the headlines. Boosters, just remember, they're looking to make us all have boosters next month. That's COVID. Pelosi spins overload. I commend Biden for action he took. It was strong. It was decisive.
What? And there lies the problem. Our leadership has got their heads stuck so far up their rectums, they don't know what's going on. Oh, let's just protect Joe. Joe, you've got to own this. And for 4 days, he's on vacation. Joe's on vacation. It's not like he's in vacation on Mars. He's at Camp David. No comments. And then he went and take questions from reporters after his statement. The buck stops here. No, Joe, the buck doesn't stop there. It stops on those Americans that are stuck in Afghanistan with no plan to get them out. I don't care which party you are. You want to blame people, blame Trump. He turned loose some of the Taliban leaders. Okay, great. All right, wasn't crazy about that. How about we can go all the way back to Bush, for starting this. But then what about Obama was in there for 8 years? What did he do? And then Trump. But now Joe is the leader. And as Joe said when he was running for office, I will not blame other presidents in front of me for actions they took. Well, another mistruth coming out of the lips of Joe Biden. Again, why should you be concerned about Afghanistan? You know, frankly, I don't care if Afghanistan, and this is strictly from my point of view, if that's what they want, that's fine. Right now, we have Americans and people who are our allies in danger of losing their lives from a bunch of Neanderthals. And yes, when you study and talk to people from Afghanistan, they're a very heterogeneous society. Taliban aren't. They're uneducated. They are fanatics. They're Islamic fanatics. They do not practice the religion of peace. They are there for Sharia law, where a woman has no rights. Where is the women leadership, the woman leadership in our country? Where's Pelosi saying, you know what, you can't, you know, this is horrible. You've got to do something about getting our people out of there and our allies that were there helping us. You don't hear anything.
And let's not forget, we're coming up on September 11th. And you had brought up that these pilots that drove into the World Trade Center,
the terrorists
were trained where?
In the United States. Well, okay, the planning was in Afghanistan.
Yes,
of course they were trained here in the United States. Many of them training how to take off but not to land. Excuse me, another intelligence failure. However, the planning. The money being funneled through came through Afghanistan. Now you've got Al-Qaeda flocking to Afghanistan. You have the Pakistanis recognizing the new government of Afghanistan. You have China. You have Russia leaning in there. So for Joe Biden to say the rest of the world will not recognize it is absolutely wrong. Joe, do you know what's going on? We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, look, the FM is still down, and the reason it's down is that PG&E has cut the power in that area. Of course, you can still listen to us here online. You can still listen to us at KCNR, 1460 AM. This power outage should end, I understand, tomorrow, about around 3 o'clock. Again, it's PG&E. It's not something coming from our station. It's just the power has been cut off up there. And it's interesting. We're going to have to check, because I think that there's generators up there, and we'll have to see why, see if the generators are working or whatever up there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It is an outstanding place to get a haircut. They work on appointments. In fact, Mike Huber is going in there today at 1:50 today, 13:50, Mike. I know you're listening. And so don't be late, or he gets his haircut.
All right.
It is man's last stronghold.
Okay, we had our good friend Pat Karch call a mutual friend here, Gail Goodyear. This is regarding the Monument fire. She reports that the wind has shifted, and for the first time this week, she can actually see the nearby Oregon Mountain summit just on the west side of Weaverville. This means that the hotter winds will continue to fan the flames where the fire is raging near Hayfork and Junction City, west and south of Weaverville. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has expanded evacuation orders on the Monument fire to include areas west of Oregon Summit to Junction City. This includes LaGrange Road, Castle Road, and Slattery Gulch.
Okay. Yesterday's Board of Supervisors non-meeting. It was on Monday night. I got a press release that said that there was not going to be a Board of Supervisors meeting because they couldn't get a quorum. And so people were going, well, why can't you get a quorum? Well, as it turns out, Mary Rickert had been exposed to COVID and was self-isolating, as we're told to do. Joe Comente has got an ear infection that's got him down, and Leonard Modi said that he also was not feeling good. So since without a quorum, they decided they can't have a meeting. Patrick Jones said, well, there's no reason that we can't open up the chambers. I've got a key here. And a number of people had a rally down the street and headed over to the Board of Supervisors meeting where Patrick presided over it. I kind of, I wasn't there because I don't go to those. I will go in the near future when there's a topic that's near and dear to me. I will be there to speak about it. However, I usually don't go, but I watch it later. It was amazing. It was watching Patrick kind of preside over everything that was going on. I'm thinking, and Patrick, don't take it wrong, but I was kind of thinking like you were sitting up there watching this, amused about what was going on in this, as people talked about, why aren't they here? They should be here. I don't care if they're sick. They should be here. And nobody knew why. So then the question was, why can't they just Skype in like they did before? I don't know. It could be as it takes a while to set up everything there so everything works. And it was at a last minute type thing. That could be. I don't know. But something happened yesterday during the meeting. Donnie Chamberlain, who everybody knows has this real dislike for Carlos Zapata. I mean, I think it goes beyond dislike. And some of her writers dislike the recall people. And since Carlos Zapata has become like the, what can I call it, the lightning rod for everything. Well, Carlos got up there to speak, and he said, why don't you just talk to me? Why don't you interview me? I have called you. I have asked you. You refuse to do it. Now, he didn't say it the way I said it. The way he said it was not threatening, but a very disdainful manner. But he said something which I don't agree with. You know, you can ask questions without, obviously, we try to do that here, without being disdainful or condescending or just, you know, and then he brought up Donnie's divorce.
Mm.
Now, I would say, well, there's no call for that, except Donnie and her people have, you know, they published his DD-214, and he said that either Donnie or one of her people called his ex-wife wanting comments. You know what? There's a certain time that, you know, you can say it's journalism, but it's not. Well, I'm calling next. Can you give us some dirt on Carlos? I mean, that's the bottom line on it. Can you give us some dirt on Carlos? Well, the ex-wife didn't. And in fact, I understand, had some comments about people calling her. Have we gotten to the point, people? You know what? You can talk about, oh, Carlos is over the top. When is the other side over the top? Publishing somebody's DD-214, which in itself, after 30 years plus in the Marine Corps, DD-214s aren't always right. They're just not always right. They don't talk about your time in there and places you've been. They've got major things in there. They've missed things. You know, I've got three of them. I've got three DD-214s. And so, I mean, it's... Okay. If you're going to be out there like that, and you are going to write something, but both sides, if I may, in my opinion, you've gone over the top, guys. It's time... Of course, I've been saying this for a year. It's time to back up a little bit. And... You want a recall. You know what? I firmly support the people wanting to have the recall. Absolutely. Because it's their right. It's also the right of people to argue against recalling people. Not against the ability to have the recall. Absolutely not. That is your rights as a citizen of our country. And it's also people's rights to say, I don't agree with this. But we've gone beyond that. We've gone beyond that. It is now a witch hunt. It is now everything you see is attacks, not just on Zapata, but, you know, police agencies, sheriff's agencies, all of this. Is it enough? I think it is. Anyway, my opinion. That was just my opinion, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to see me when I'm doing that, if you go to YouTube and go to KCNR Reading Live Studio, you can see me there, spittle coming from my mouth and all that. That's why we have these wind covers on. You know, it absorbs the spittle when I do that. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be in here. And... I sit there and I try to calm down Trish Clark, so you can imagine where we are at that level on these things. The fires, my friends, we've had a big, you know, arguments going back and forth in the chat room about this. I still believe that we could do in my soul, I believe we could do better on mitigation of this. And to say, oh, we don't trust the logging companies, we don't trust ranchers, you know, ranchers have got one thing in mind. It's keeping the environment healthy so that they can continue to use the land. Now, there were times in, you know, decades ago that people did clear cut. But just think of something as simple as this. They went out and marked all the underbrush areas. They marked all the trees that could be cut. The state does it. Whatever, how they do it, and then it's done. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Okay. Last thoughts there.
Well, know? I was just reading some good news because I got a, God only knows after this show today I need it. It seems like there was a dog that got away from a woman located in another state and lost for 3 months. This woman went to in Alabama. She scoured the neighborhood from door to door searching for the 4-year-old black and white furry baby to no avail. So 3 weeks passed by. She said she was working at Walmart. This lady's working at Walmart. And there was a dog that happened to get away from somebody else in Walmart. And it was her dog.
Turned out it was her dog.
Turned out it was her dog that came to her as she was checking out. She was checking in. The dog was checking out. So she was, that's good news.
And Philip, for you, when you say, well, when I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, you are making people. No. No. When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you, I'm not telling you if you're a good